Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have the opportunity to find inspiration and just words of encouragement as we listen to our top 15 Billboard gospel artists on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to rule by day, or to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just helping us, Lord Jesus, to make it through the day, even with headaches and backaches. We say thank you, and allergies, we say thank you. And Lord, we ask that this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and something that is pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each and every person who is on the line and those who will come on the line and those who will listen days or weeks or months after. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each artist, would you bless the inspiration of the music to be music to our ears and to minister unto our souls. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great words, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we're getting ready to be elevated, Lord. And we say thank you and we bless your holy and righteous name. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is our prayer. Amen. Amen. And we're going to get right into the inspiration of God, the ministry of God, and we're going to listen to some great artists on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. So text someone, call someone, tell them that we are on the midnight train to glory. Yeah. So, no, just text or call someone and listen up to the different artists. And, you know, if you like their music, support these artists. But most of all, allow the music to minister into your soul. We have new music. We have veteran music. We have just music that will just inspire your souls and minister unto us. And so music ministry is very important. And so we're going to kick off the Alfreda Love Show by listening to a new single by Sister Angela Bennett, Rocksteady, followed by Pastor Shirley Caesar, Fill This House. Then we're going to hear from Sister Alicia Laurie, We Magnify You, followed by Sister Trish Christie Stanley, Love, which is very important. Then we're going to hear from the Kojic A&M International Mass Choir, The Holy Ghost. You're tuned in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. So please sit back and enjoy, and I will be back on after our top five countdown on the AlfredaLoveShow.com.
Like a chill rocking side to side.
Yeah. Your name, you are the glory. I magnify your name. You are the Jesus, I'm not sure.
Amen, amen, amen. We have completed the first start of our race for glory. Amen. We heard from Sister Angela Bennett. She's right down the street around the corner. She was singing Rock Steady. That is her new single. Be sure to check it out and support her music. She says, have you been in a storm? And all of us could say, yes, either physical storm or life storm. She said, but trust and believe, and I know that he will not forsake you. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And she says, rock steady. Amen. On a solid rock we shall stand. Then we heard from Sister Pastor Shirley Caesar. She said, fill this house. She says, Lord, let your glory fill the house. We need you right now as we lift up our hands in praise. And then she clarified it. Did you hear what she said? She says, I'm not talking about like the church house or a physical house. She says, I'm talking about within us. She said, fill us up. Amen. And that's my prayer, that God will fill each and every one of us up as we get ready to embark on the greatest adventure of our lives. Amen. Then we hear from Sister Alicia Laurie. She's out of Oakland, California. You'll hear from her on Monday, God's will. She says, we magnify you. And guess what? What is our prayer on the AfritaLoveShow.com? That we magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So she's in the house. We're on the same page. I magnify your name. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy of our glory. You are worthy. And let me just get this straight. As the Lord is speaking, we're not speaking that, in other words, God has to work to receive our glory. We give God glory because he is God. Amen. Then we hear from Sister Christy Stanley, love. She says, love is the ultimate sacrifice. We think about Jesus hanging on the cross for us, giving up his only begotten son. The greatest gift of all is love. And even in the Bible, it says, now abideth faith, hope, and love. Of these three, love is the greatest. We have to love one another. It comes from up above. You have to give love in order to receive love. That's a message within itself. Let me say it again. You have to give love in order to receive love. Then we hear from the Kojic A&M International Mass Choir. Holy Ghost. And that just says it. I have nothing but the Holy Ghost. And speaking of the Holy Ghost, we're going to move on. And we're going to obtain our second win in this race for glory. We're going to hear from legendary Bishop Rance Allen, Amazing Grace. And that's what God gives us. And then we're going to hear from the legendary Dorothy Norwood, The Storm Is Almost Gone. Amen. God says that your best days are yet ahead. Then we're going to hear from Sister Sarah Lee Ward, Together Again. The Potter wants to put us back together again. Then we're going to hear, Lord have mercy, from R&B artist Fantasia. She says, the Lord is blessing me right now, and that's my testimony. Then we're going to hear from the FBCG Combined Mass Choir, all in his hands. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrita Love, and please relax and continue to enjoy the ministry.
The storm is almost gone. The storm is almost gone.
I can see
the storm deep into the cloud. The storm is almost gone. The storm is almost gone. The storm is almost gone.
I can see the storm
deep into the cloud. The storm is almost gone. The storm is almost gone.
Yes, it is the storm.
The storm is almost gone.
I can see
the storm
creeping
through the clouds.
It makes me know the storm
is almost gone.
I feel all right tonight. I feel all right tonight.
the clock up. I put it up in his head. I know that he can solve it. I put it up in his head. This and that. I put it up in his head. And the left, that's a stop. I put it up in his head. No matter how great or small, he's the master of it all. I put it up. Yes, I put it up. I put it up in his head. Whatever the problem, I put it up in his head. I know that he can solve it. I put it up in his head. This and that. I put it up in his head. And the light, that's a fact. I put it up in his head. No matter how great or small, he's the master of it all. I put it up. Yes, I put it up. Hey, whatever the problem, I put it up in his head. I know that he can solve it. I put it up in his head. This and that.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. So we heard from our second half, our second run, from Bishop Rance Allen and the group, Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And the Lord showed me, said he wants you to look at the story of the lost sheep. And that's what this particular little phrase of this verse means. And then, was blind, but now I can see. God says he can heal the blind person. So if we're blind spiritually or physically, God says he can heal you. You have to believe. This is very important, especially if the Lord is speaking this. I'm not joking. If you believe in a miracle from God, if you want to be able to see, and I'm being serious, you have to believe in God and pray to God. God can fix it. I'm telling you. God dropped that in my spirit while this song was going on. I'm telling you, if you want to be free and if you want to see, ask God. He has all the supplies that you need. Now, it was grace that brought me safely this far, and it will be grace that will lead all of us on. Amen. That's the song. Then we heard from the legendary Sister Dorothy Norwood, and she's up for an award, and we're so excited. We're going to give you more information as that information comes. But she was saying the storm is almost gone. Well, guess what? We experience a lot of storms in life, and God says hang in there because the sun has to shine eventually. And so hang in there because the storm is almost gone. That was by the legendary storyteller, Sister Dorothy Norwood. Then we heard from Fantasia. She's an R&B singer, but she has an anointed voice when it comes to gospel. The Lord is blessing me, and that is my testimony. Why is that? He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. So the Lord is blessing us. Then we heard from Miss Cheryl Lee Ward. She says, together again. The Lord gave me that visual of the potter. He wants to put us back together again when we're broken. So many of us are brokenhearted. We're broken in fear. We're broken in many different aspects of our lives. But fear holds us down. That's what that song says. Relentless fear. It's like a merry-go-round. We're misguided and we're blinded. Once again, that came up. So we're picking up the pieces of our heart to put it back together again. God says the potter wants to put you back together again. Then we hear from the FBCG Combined Mass Choir. Do you hear me? That choir is excellent, as you could already tell. And they said they put everything in his hands. How many of you are going to put everything in God's hands? All the troubles, all the worries, all the elevations, anything that you want, put it all in God's hands. Amen? Now we're up to my favorite part, ladies and gentlemen. We are up to my favorite part. And I'm going to have to add another, my other gospel singer in here. But we're up to my favorite part. And my favorite part, the finish. Amen? My favorite part is the finish. Now, we're going to hear from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Because He Lives, followed by Psalmist Rhonda Aid this time, then Pastor Marvin Sapp, Yes, You Can. That's encouragement. Then we're going to hear from Kurt Franklin twice. We're going to hear from the Silver and Gold, and then Until We Meet Again. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And, yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Actually, let me make a correction. We're going to listen to Reverend Al Green. His name is just not on here. Reverend Al Green, Pass Me Not, followed by Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Because He Lives, then Psalmist Rhonda Aid this time, then Pastor Marvin Sapp, Yes, You Can, then producer Kurt Franklin, Till We Meet Again. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Sweet. I know, God. I found you. Till we reach,
Wow, wow, wow. Listen, listen, listen. We have reached the finish line, and we finished strong on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Wow. I want to thank each and every one of you for remaining awake to listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We want to ask God to continue to bless all of our gospel artists. So we heard from the Reverend Al Green. He says, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Did you hear that word, gentle? Gentle Savior. God is gentle. "Hear my humble." Humble. We have to be humble. "Cry. But do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior." Amen. That is strong. That's deep. Let's humble ourselves when we go before our Father. Then we heard from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford. She was in Waco in December, and she was singing, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, and all fear is gone, because I know that God holds my future, and the future looks bright, says the Lord." Amen. Then we heard from Miss Rhonda Aiden. She said, "This time will soon heal. This time I find out I'm not who I'm supposed to be." But then she goes on to sing and she says, "God is only a step away," and she begins to praise God. So once we identify that we're not where we're supposed to be in our walk with God, then we can identify and find out where God would have us to be. Then we hear from Pastor Marvin Sapp. He says, "Yes, you can. God is our strength. God said you can. I overcome because you said yes, you can. I'm no longer doubting because you said yes, you can. Every day I'm getting stronger because you said yes, you can." And then he goes on to say, "Remember," and I'm speaking to each and every one of you, "you can." Then we heard from producer Kurt Franklin. He says, "Until we meet again, may his peace be with you." And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We want to thank Sister Angela Bennett, Sister Alicia Laurie, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Sister Trish Christy Stanley, the Kojic A&M International Mass Choir, Bishop Rance Allen and Group, the legendary Dorothy Norwood, Sister Cheryl Lee Ward, Fantasia, All in His Hands, the BCG Combined Mass Choir. We would like to thank Reverend Al Green and Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Psalmist Rhonda Aid, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and producer Kurt Franklin for their inspiration on today. When you see these ladies and gentlemen in the stores and you see that they have shows and events, please be sure to support them. I know Sister Angela Bennett has a new single out, Rock Steady. Be sure to check it out. Listen to it on the show. Be sure to check it out and support her ministries, Pastor Shirley Caesar. She also has Fill This House. That was out about a month ago. Please support her. And then, of course, we have other artists as well who have new music. Be sure to support their music. All right, I have a few announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you a great night since I have over 60 people on the line. Y'all are supposed to be asleep. It's 1:03. Okay, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, or go to freetoloveshow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, community leaders, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfridaLove at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for each and every person. If you have to pray for every one of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we have to make sure that we have to that we are praying for each and every person. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we pray for each and every person. There are many things that's going on in this world, and I'm going to have actually a talk about some of the things going on. I'm going to do this once a week. I'm not going to do it every day, but I'm going to do it once a week. And we need to really govern ourselves accordingly, because God is speaking, and we have to do something to edify and magnify who God is, and also to practice the principles that God has given unto us. All right? Be sure to check out those three websites. Actually, it's for afrida.hubpages.com. That's afrida.hub. Stellar Gospel Music.com. That's Stellar gospelmusic.com, and then the AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com. Then check out ILoveBargainsWithAZ.com. ILoveBargainsWithAZ.com. Be sure to check out all of those websites, and be sure to connect with me, especially if you're gospel artist or you're in the entertainment field. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray unto God. Continue to watch my Facebook page, as I have many different artists who will come on the ministry. If you look at the calendar, if you go to Facebook and you type in Afrida Love, on the cover you will see, here we go, okay, type in Afrida Love, on the cover you will see a calendar, okay, you will see a calendar on the cover, and click on it, please, my computer's being a little slow. Click on the calendar, and you will see we're going to have on tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to make a video, actually, and that video is going to talk about a spiritual warfare that's going on in the world. And then we're going to hear from Psalmist Alicia from Oakland, California, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday. And so this whole week, this coming week, is filled. I just haven't put those names in yet. But be sure to listen on the 10th, tomorrow, God's will, and also on the 11th, because we have the AfridaLoveShow.com will be on. I want to thank each and every one of you for telling your family and friends about the AfridaLoveShow.com. We have many individuals who are connecting with us from the entertainment world, just now from the banking world, just all areas and walks of life. We have many different people, magazines. And let me tell you, if you want to connect, if you have a magazine, because we're developing a magazine as well, just trying to develop some technical things about the magazine, but if you have a magazine or anything of that nature, then please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. On yesterday, God gave me a vision, and I'm going to actually carry out this vision tomorrow with some things that God would have me to do. And so if you have a vision and it's somewhere near radio, entertainment, education, speaking, then please let me know. So we're reaching out, and the sky's the limit, and it's open. If you're an artist, if you're a magazine, if you're fashion, if you're gospel, of course, actor, actress, please, please, please contact me. But we're going to, the Afrida Love Show is going to do many different things. God is going to bless us in a mighty way. We're going to build, we're going to have different items that illustrate who we are. And God's going to make that possible, because this is, once again, his program. I'm just overseeing it. But God is good. And so continue to trust and believe in God. You guys are doing pretty good about not leaving kids in the car. That's great. You're also doing good in the rivers and lakes. You're doing pretty good. The only situation, the only problem that I really have right now is that you guys aren't being safe on the rifle ranges when you leave kids at home and you have weapons. You know, it's very important that you lock your weapons up, because I heard there was an incident in San Antonio or somewhere. You have to do that. You have to lock your items up, because kids, teenagers too, will get into your stuff and they'll think it's a toy, like we were talking about, and they'll hurt one another accidentally, right? So just watch out for the weaponry. And another issue that I really want to talk about is love. And I'm not talking about Afrida love. I'm talking about agape, God love, and having love one for another. This world right now is in unrest. It's shaken. People are living in fear. There's a spirit, a demonic spirit of disconnect. Just a lot of things that people are going through. And so it's very important that everyone manages his or her temperaments. It's hot, and I know people get upset. It's hot outside. You know, sometimes you just have to take a break. Sometimes you just have to walk away from things that really angers you. You know, we're all about preserving lives. You know, it's very important. Citizens, police force, those in authority, it's very important that we keep in mind that we must preserve lives. But once again, and I don't care what anybody says because it's in the Bible, whatever situation, whatever circumstance you're in, follow the expectations as close as possible as you can. It's very important. It may save your life. I still hear instances of people still getting shot and killed. It's like the world against the police force, and we all need to be unified. And so I'm going to be doing some videos face-to-face, you know. I'm going to get from behind this microphone, and I'm going to be doing some face-to-face once a week because every day, you know, I need to do radio. But I'm going to do some videos at Free to Love Show, all right? And we're going to focus on love. We're going to focus on the real issues that's going on. And we're not going to bash anybody. We're not going to call anybody's name. I'm going to give you what the Lord's given me. It's not going to be a sermonette or anything of that nature. It's going to be reality. It's going to be reality, what's really happening and what needs to happen according to what's right and what's decent and in order. All right? So join me on tomorrow, God's will. I am going to make a video face-to-face. I'm going to make a video, and we're going to go from there. But in the meantime, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.